Fógamaigh Sláinte le Tom Halpin, who is Head of Communications at the SEAI, Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. He's on the line. He's telling us, he's giving us details about an event that's happening in Clarny this Wednesday. And it may be of interest to people who are, well, who are in a position maybe to look at sourcing alternative ways of heating their home, given the turmoil in the Middle East at present. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you so much for joining us. What is happening and where is it happening?
Good morning, Tressa, and thanks very much for inviting me on. So delighted to tell all your listeners about the upcoming Sustainable Energy Community Home Energy Upgrade event, which we're hosting in collaboration with the Midwest and Southwest Sustainable Energy Communities. So the where is the Killarney Heights Hotel in Killarney. The when is Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, March 11th, and the what time is 5 to 8.30. Now, you can rock up if you want. Any of your listeners can rock up without registration, though there is pre-registration available if you want to just make sure that you're locked in, and that's at SEAI Home Energy Upgrades on our website. Now, what's going to be happening at it is there's going to be a load of different suppliers, contractors that do the home energy upgrade works, one-stop shops, and financial institutions will be represented as well. Why are we hosting these events? Well, your listeners will probably have seen or heard our campaign, which we've been running since last September, a major campaign promoting home energy upgrades, where we're saying that literally SEAI wants to give a grant with your name on it, and that is what we want to do. And indeed, last year alone, over 2,000 people in Kerry availed of the grants, which is absolutely brilliant. But we want to give these grants away, and sometimes people just get a little bit stuck. They're not sure where to start. What's the first step? Or what do I need to get done on my house? So these little niggles about, well, is it for me? Or what would it be for me? Means people actually do nothing. And that's the worst thing of all, because then those people don't get a more comfortable home. And that's what we want. When people who have a more comfortable home, a home that works harder for them, because it gets the maximum out of their expensive fuel bills.
Because I think, Tom, some people might be worried, and understandably so, with the cost of living and the fact that fuel prices are soaring. They might say, well, yes, there are grants available, but I'll need to put forward a certain amount of money myself to avail of the grants, and they assume that they may not qualify.
Well, they're great questions, and Tressa, that's exactly what we want to help people with on Wednesday, but I'm happy enough to help your listeners here today. So, do people qualify? Well, if we operate a few different schemes, and if I can go into a little bit of detail on the schemes, it'll help your listeners understand why they might think they don't qualify or whatever. So the first scheme we operate is actually a fully funded energy upgrade scheme for people in receipt of certain social welfare payments. Those services are free, and as I say, it's for people who are on certain social welfare payments. Those are listed on our website, but it includes things like the fuel allowance or job seekers allowance, if you've been on job seekers allowance and have a child under 7 years of age, or if you're on the working family payment. They're all listed. If you're eligible, you can apply, and you can get the works will all be done and administered and managed by SEAI on your behalf. The second scheme we operate allows people to do their upgrade one step at a time, depending on how much money they have, depending on the priorities, and depending on maybe their house is already pretty good and they only have one or two things they need to get done. But that step by step is really good. So that allows you to, say you want to start with your attic insulation or your wall insulation. And the grants are really generous. Indeed, the grants have just been increased. So for attic insulation, we now offer a grant of €2,000 for a detached home and €1,500 for a semi-detached home. Now, that is a really substantial contribution to the cost of works. And once you put that cap onto your house, once you put that hat on, your house will immediately be warmer. It'll keep in all that valuable heat, and it will pay for itself very quickly. And ironically, as fuel prices rise, as they are rapidly rising at the moment, those savings will actually come in faster because you're saving more expensive energy. So so that's the step by step. Now then you have the choice, and the one that people believe might be out of the range, but it's not actually for a lot of people, is the one-stop shop. And why do we do one-stop shop? because your house is a one system. It should be thought of as one system. Your walls, your windows, your roof, and the heating system. And the one-stop shop will come in, assess the entirety of your home, and decide what is the one project all in one go. The great thing with the one-stop shop is that the grant is discounted at the start of the works, before you even start. So you will only ever pay the amount net of the grant, and you can avail of a home energy upgrade loan scheme, which is the low cost loans administered through most of the pillar banks and the high street banks. So there are different schemes, and some have specific eligibility criteria, but the bottom line is, if you own your own home and it hasn't been upgraded before, say the walls haven't been upgraded before, and it's built before 2011, then you will qualify for the grants.
Thank you so much for joining us, Tom Halpin of the SEAI, speaking to us about the SEAI Home Energy Upgrade and Home Energy Upgrade event, which is taking place in Killarney on Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. And it's taking place in the Killarney Avenue Hotel in Killarney. And you can go along if you want, but you can also register through Eventbrite. And there's also information on registering on the SEAI website. That is Tom Halpin of the SEAI.